got about 3 weeks left in the holiday shopping season, and we are doing most of our gift buying online. Sales records were broken for both Black Friday and Cyber Monday. As we get closer to the holidays themselves, we tend to feel more rushed, and we could make some mistakes online that could cost you money or even your identity. Security expert Adam Levin with Cyber Scout tells us this is a chaotic time.
You have election hangover, you have transition news, you have all of the coverage of the upcoming battles for control of the Senate in January, you have the pandemic, which is raging, you have an enormous amount of still unemployment fraud. If there's a stimulus package passed between now and the end of the year, there's going to be news about that. People could also be open to fraud based on all of that. And then you have people who have gotten so used to shopping online, a staggering number of people are going to be doing it this year.
In addition to the great numbers of people participating above and beyond a normal holiday season, what other effects do you anticipate?
Well, first of all, ransomware has gone wild. And as a result of that, it's up 700% by some estimates just since 2019. And when you have remote work combined with holiday shopping, 84% of people anticipate shopping online. 23% of them anticipate shopping through social media. This is based on a poll that we just conducted with Harris Poll. And you're going to have phishing attacks, shady mobile apps, e-skimming attacks. This has been the year of the bright, shiny object, whether it's been what's going on in politics, whether it's been the horrors of COVID, whether it's been shopping, and now you're into the ultimate bright, shiny object season, which is Christmas, whether you're talking about decorations on the tree or all of the different deals that are being thrown at you. Let's not forget that to a hacker, we are all bright, shiny objects.
It sounds like people are going to seek out some less traveled paths here, at least for themselves. What recommendations do you have as far as always being aware so you get your shopping done, you don't get ripped off, and nobody new has your identity that you never intended to give your identity to?
I have a saying which I think is becoming more and more true, and that is if you don't want remorse, go to the source. So you got to be very careful about promotional email or banner ads that are flashing before you. The problem is if you click on a link, if you open an attachment, you could be opening yourself up to either keystroke logging, which is where they take over your device. And every time you log into a website, that's transmitted to the hackers. You could be opening yourself up to identity theft and fraud based on the fact that they're going to be using all of this in order to gather information about you to use to recreate you for the purpose of convincing someone they're you.
Cyber Scout co-founder Adam Levin on Skype. You can read more about safe gift buying on the internet this holiday season at WTOP.com. Search online shopping.